everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers.
So let's get started. Happy Social Work Month.
Happy Social Work Month.
Hey, girl. Hey, we are back.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so today we're talking about something really interesting, something that's been coming up, of course, more and more on social media. We're talking about anger and jealousy in relationships. So when people think of jealousy and anger, what are they normally talking about? A lot of times you hear people ranting about somebody mistreating them. They're ranting about this, they're venting about that. But we know that anger is the flip side of passion, right? So what are some of the things that make you angry? Do you recall the last time you were angry? Do you think anger is too strong of a word to use? You know, there's this jealousy piece, right? When you hear jealousy, what kind of emotion does that evoke for you, if anything?
So when I think of anger and jealousy, when I hear that and I speak to my clients about it, because it comes up often in sessions, depending, you know, what are we're talking about? You know, if it's in the framework of the client is angry about something, we talk about anger and we talk about passion and where does that lie, right? Is this anger coming from, you know, feeling inadequate, being jealous or envious, I should say, envious of someone else? Or is it that this thing, there's something that you are passionate about and it angers you that this is going on, right? Or how to turn your anger into passion and really fuel what you're doing in regards to, you know, work or whatever the situation is. And so I think people view anger and jealousy as negative emotions, right? They're in the context of a negative emotion. But I often have told clients, jealousy doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. It's how it manifests. It's how you act on it, right? And that's where it borders envy and it can be destructive, right? It's okay to see someone and say, you know, I wish I had that. I'm a little bit jealous, right? Oh, look, you got your little relationship. I'm a little jealous. But if you start to dislike the person because they have this relationship or they have this car that you like or a house and you're in the process, that's when it's destructive, right? That's when it's unhelpful. That's when it's, you know, it's bordering something that can turn into, you know, nastiness, right? If you look at current events and let's go back a little bit, right? The end of January, early February, you know, we had a situation where Megan Thee Stallion released something, right? In response to continual issues with Nicki Minaj saying things, right? And we know that Nicki, a good artist in her own right, has taken shots on people. And by no means am I taking sides. We know that the hip hop is competitive. We know people do have their kind of like beefs and do diss tracks. And, you know, that's what makes a hip hop or rap like, you know, exciting, right? But when it gets to the point that every time a young artist comes out and you have something to say, it's starting to look like jealousy or envy, right? Because it becomes very negative. It becomes, if you're not in my team or if I don't, grant you this, you know, you're a part of my squad or the Barbs or whatever it is, and you don't pay me reverence, then you can't exist in this space. And there's space for everyone. The men are able to rap. They're able to do all of these things, right? And nobody says anything to them. Yeah, there might be beefs here and there, but they can all exist. But why does it have to be one woman, right? So you look at that and the way that she responded, you know, it was time over time over time. This over that, there was like a course of 72 to 96 hours. And she's just going at this young lady. And this girl never responded. Meg Thee Stallion never responded. She said what she said. She didn't even say names. She said, hit dogs will holler. And boy, was Nikki hollering, right? So this is old news, but I just like that example because, you know, you can see how jealousy can manifest and destroy your image because you feel that whether it's you have to be the one or you feel that you deserve more than another. I think that's the point. You feel that you deserve more than another. And this manifests in relationships with friends, family members. You know, I'm going on and I'll share something after, but Queen P, do you get what I'm saying? Hopefully I'm explaining it well.
You absolutely are, Queen H, as always, okay? You know me and you, I'm always on the same page you want. I'm like, what we on? What we doing? Yes. I absolutely agree. You brought up a lot of really good points. Of course, I'm unfamiliar with the Nikki and Meg thing because I'm always unfamiliar. Y'all already knew Queen P being in the little zone. So to actually talk about jealousy in relationships and envy, I'm so glad that you brought up the word envy because that is one of the things that I'm quite familiar with. And you're right, like in terms of seeing someone and saying, oh, I wish I had that, or I wish that I could have this particular experience. That is okay. You know, it's not a negative thing because then a lot of times you internalize these things. Oh, I wish I did, or oh, that would be so nice if I had, et cetera. And then you go and do something about it. A lot of people, you know, use that as motivation, right? And it helps them to continue their enthusiasm as they pursue other things. So envy, of course, and jealousy can be destructive. And what I've observed in work is that sometimes the people who are there to work with you are those who are angry, who are jealous, who are envious. And it makes the work environment challenging sometimes because you know that they're jealous. We've had a particular colleague who was jealous of our relationship, right? And it could be that maybe this person didn't have any close relationships with their colleagues, or their relationships with their colleagues weren't as close as they thought, or, you know, tried to identify with, and all of that is fine. But the behavior that came out as a result made working with this colleague challenging unnecessarily, right? I think that when you recognize you're having some type of feelings, it behooves you, as you recognize your feelings, to say, let me figure out what this is. Let me get it in check and let me see how I can move past it, honor it. Hell, sometimes it's nothing more than having a conversation with another person and saying, you know what? I'm happy for you. I see that this is happening. This is great. Or I see that this is happening and this makes me uncomfortable. So I'm going to make a choice to put some distance between us, or, right, put a boundary in place. You know what? I really love that for you, but it makes me uncomfortable to talk about with you. So maybe you can discuss this particular thing with someone else, right? Straight talk makes for straight understanding. And so sometimes it's nothing more than laying how you feel on the line, but also being honest with yourself about how you do feel, right? We've had conversations with colleagues and they're like, oh no, we're not jealous. That's great. Good for you. And then they slam in the door, walking down the hallway, angry, rushing up the stairs, getting off the elevator, not holding the door. It'd be all kind of passive aggressive behavior, right? So I would advise you guys all to tune in with yourself, check in with yourself. When you got feelings, right? What does that even mean? How are those feelings arising? How are those things getting there, right? You know, sometimes, like I just talked about, sometimes it's at work and it makes the whole work experience uncomfortable. But sometimes it's in your family, right? Sometimes it's the people that you grew up with, your next door neighbor, your best friend, your cousins. And your cousins are your first friends, right? Your siblings are your first friends. And sometimes those be the ones who waiting to put a knife in your back the whole time. Or they think you got more than they got. You know, that's something that really resonates with me. In my particular family, I got this one cousin who has been a hater my whole life. Like, we had cable first. It was a problem. It was a problem. He's still talking about we got cable first. Like, bro, come on. It's not my fault. Like, I'm not gonna apologize for my blessings, right? But no one ever said you couldn't come watch the cable. Relax. Why you wanna fight people down? People are crazy. Y'all just, you know, I'm going off. Clearly, when I go
not fight people for the cable. Listen, I can't even control that, sir. Like,
because I'm 2 years old. What? Oh, they got cable. Oh, she thinks she's better than people. How did I get to a place that I felt I was better than people? Because we got cable.
It's sick.
You know what I'm saying? It really is. But I want y'all to know that that's somebody projecting their stuff onto you. That ain't you. Don't apologize for your blessings. Your parents work. Your parents do what they got to do, right? Your people them do what they got to do. Your family is making sacrifices on one end so you can have something on the back end, right? That's how it is. Don't apologize when things are going well for you and not going well for others. You don't owe others to be struggling and in strife and having issues. You don't owe that to people. You don't need to bring yourself down to a place because people, that's where they want to see you. You don't owe that to them. You go about your business, you live your life, because jealousy and envy will always be there. And you'll see how those kind of things manifest in people's life when they have those kind of feelings. You got to watch how you harbor stuff, because that thing turned into stress. It turned into stroke. It turned into heart attack. It turned into cancer, right? Things manifest when you don't release them properly. And that's why it's important that you check in with yourself and really see when stuff is happening around you, how you feel about it. I think a lot of time we ignore how we feel. We don't get in tune with what's happening in our body. And I think you said something like this earlier, Queen H, about how, like, how does it feel inside? Like, how does it feel for you? You know what I'm saying? Because if you're not checking in with your body, man, things are happening around you, and then it's going to be too late when you check in on it.
Exactly. First of all, just going back to that thing with that coworker, that was insanity, right? It was insanity. It was like, it almost got to the point where it was like single white female. I just could not, like.
I'm completely in denial, though.
Oh, my God. Right? Completely. But the thing is that other people saw it. Like, what is happening here? Miss, get your life together. We're not in a relationship.
But we were, though.
Lord.
We were in a relationship, right?
It was.
Interpersonal. We need her. She need us. We in here to get this work done, right? Staff is coming to everybody because we all got to chip in. That's the thing with management, right? Like, everybody got to do their part. And this person just never checked in and was never honest about it. Oh, no, I'm glad. Oh, you guys, that's great. Oh, but see, when people give up their whole life for certain things and you don't give up yours, that's a problem. Mm. People are watching you. They realize they made a sacrifice, so you should make a sacrifice too. But who's to say we didn't make sacrifices, right? My sacrifice ain't got to look like yours. Yeah, I'm going to have these kids. Yeah, I'm going to have this husband. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to have stuff going on. And don't just have, you know, pets at home. And it is what it is, right? Like, you made your choices, as did we.
Exactly. And talking about that, right? Because, you know, I'm about to go on a tangent, but I have to.
Go off, H.
Talking about sacrifices and people being mad because they sacrificed in one way and they expected others to do the same. I have an aunt that's like that. And first of all, she is definitely jealous of me. So when it comes to me, when I hear about people possibly being jealous of me or trying to recognize, it's hard because I'm like, jealous of what? I'm just little old me. Why are you jealous of me? What did I do? Like I don't understand. And there's some guilt there sometimes because it's like, oh, do I need to do something differently? And then I have to recognize, no, I don't. I am existing. This person is functioning from their own internal stimuli. It has nothing to do with me, right? So I have an aunt that is wreaking havoc in the family because she chose to put certain things on aside so that she could take care of my grandmother or her mother. She has 7 siblings, okay? Talk to the people now and say, listen, all of Una need to come together and we take care of grandma. No, she didn't do that. She sacrificed her life because she want to be the one. She want to have control over everything. the dollars, the cents, what people do, what people don't do. And then you get mad because people don't want to do it in the way that you want to do it. So that's one function of her issue, right? But the other is the next generation is coming up, living their life. Next thing you know, she's sending me nasty email. She's sending nasty message. Now, she won't ever say it to your face because she know I give her one box, okay? I will be a lockup, okay? Queen H is sweet and kind, but I don't play that, all right? So say, oh, you think because you a social worker, you know everything. Miss, you went to school now too. Like, why you got to bring up what I do and the things that I, you know, how I function, right? And in the world, I don't bring up that I'm a social worker. That's not how I exist in the world. Oh, because I'm a social worker, this is what needs to happen. No, I just do, right? Or I make suggestions. You feel threatened because what people are listening to me. I have aunts and uncles who consult me, and that makes you upset because no one consults you, but you're nasty. You are nasty. Listen, this is going to turn into a therapy session, y'all. I'm sorry. Let me just digress.
Let it out, Age.
And listen, people, it's just those kind of things. And I said, you know, it's hard because people cannot have relationships with my grandmother. It's very difficult because people are concerned that now you speak to grandma, now she's gonna come behind and terrorize people. She's been terrorizing the family for 40 years. You're a big woman now. Why are you terrorizing people? It's sad to say. And you know what? No, I ain't even gonna say it on these airwaves. But I'm just gonna say the jealousy that this woman has in her body for the people around her, for her siblings. And, you know, and I think part of her jealousy of me is not just because of what I do, but I remind her of my mother, you know, and, you know, I've shared for those listeners that don't know, my mom died when I was young, but my mom was a force to be reckoned with. She did not play no games. You know, she didn't play with people and she said what she thought. And I'm very similar to that. And I don't think she likes that. I think that really, you know, grinds her gears, you know, for a lack of a better way to say it. And so whatever she feels about or felt about my mom, you know, she kind of puts that on me. That's not for me, right? So when you're the recipient of someone's envy, when you're the recipient of someone's anger, you have to realize there's certain things that are not for you, right? And you don't have to take that on. Let that eat them. Right? Let that eat them. Don't let it eat you. There's nothing you can do for that person. That person has to work it out. Go to therapy, get an exorcism, whatever they need to do to work it out.
She said, let that eat them. Don't let it eat you. Abso-freaking-lutely. We're living a human experience together and people will always project, right? And just replace. It sounds like your aunt replaced your feelings, you know, for your mom with you. You here. Mom ain't here, right? How long is she going to be mad at mom? Mom's not here. You're here. Now you're going to get all the brunt of all the stuff. And you know what? That probably was created in some sibling rivalry way before you was even a twinkle in your mother's eye, okay? But here you are now on the receiving end of the foolishness. Like I said, and like you said, that ain't for you. That's for them. They really need to check how they feel because God forbid soon Tanti drops sick because she out here harboring all these feelings. She needs to stop that. She needs to stop that. It's not going anywhere. And it certainly is not going to get her the results she wants. It's not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I think one of the worst things that people can experience, one of the worst things, is for you to have a jealous parent, right? Because if not for them, you wouldn't be here, period. Boy, but when you got your parents who don't want to see you shine, who don't know much about you because you know they're narcissistic, so they got a lot of blanks that they got to fill in, you know? And when they up to their own imagination, child, the things that are being said about who you are, how you are, you know, and they're in direct competition with you. It's like, well, damn, you know, if your parents are shady, you know, you can't expect nobody on God's green earth not to be. And that does something to a person. And why we're having this conversation today is because we want you guys to recognize that jealousy and anger is out there, right? As practitioners, I don't think we talk about our own jealousy and our own anger a lot, or things that have gotten us to this place and having that human experience. We just, you know, like I've said in previous episode, we're expected to be that white paper, you know, where we take on people's stuff and we have the skills to, you know, work ourselves through it. But man, when you come from a place that is filled with strife, because the people who God gave you to are the ones who are trying to take you down, that's really a tough road to get to. And being Caribbean, there's a lot of that in this experience. There's a lot of, you know, unnecessary challenges because people can't get their own feelings, their own shit together, right? And so they project these things onto you, man. They jealousy you. They want to feed one child more than the other. Christmas time, you ain't got no gift. They giving gifts to everybody else. You know, they make you feel like you got to fight for everything you have. But then they're so generous with everybody. That's just, and I'm sure y'all listening can attest to, you know, your parents not having the greatest things to say to you. Oh, why you got the place like this, da da da. But then when they talk about you to people, oh, my child is so great. My child, you know.
A mess.
It's a whole mess. Try not to get caught in the pathology, y'all. It's real out here. But the jealousy, man, that thing is real. And though it's a natural emotion, like H said, don't take it on. It's not for you. And you got to recognize when to separate yourself from things that do not serve you. Child, no child, parent, no parent, grandparent, no auntie, uncle, whoever. People got to go, right? Because you're just existing. You're just having a human experience. Like H said, I think all the time, like people were jealous of me at work. Y'all should send me a no. I'm like, wait, me? For real? Y'all sure? Like, me is who y'all having issues with? But it's how I roll. People can't test me. People want to test me, right? People want to figure out what's going to grind my gears. People want to figure out what's going to make me upset. They want me to show myself to be a particular character so they know how to deal with me. That's not for y'all, right? I'm here to work. Who I am, how I deal, what I do outside of here, that ain't for nobody, right? So y'all, I just want to leave y'all with protecting your space, protecting your peace, because like I said, jealousy is something we all feel, but it's up to you how to manage it. And it's up to you to recognize when you're having feelings and emotions and do something about it. Don't project your shit onto other people because they didn't ask for it.
Exactly. And you know, it's so funny how you brought that, you know, together at the end, because I was going to say too, you know, we spoke about what anger and jealousy is, you know, when you have it, when somebody has it towards you, you know, when it's negative, when it's not actually that, and how you can use it as a force of motivation. But the biggest thing is really, how are you in tune with yourself, right? How are you working through these feelings if you have them, and recognizing when it's harmful or how you can turn it into a positive moment for yourself, or a trajectory. That's, you know, the word that I'm looking for. So, you know, thank you so much, P, for bringing it out. And I think for everyone, nothing wrong with talking things out with people and being able to hear from someone's an honest opinion. Don't be talking to yes people, right? You need to talk to friends, a therapist, whoever, a confidant that is going to tell you the truth. Right? That's going to be truthful to you and say, listen, you're bugging. You know, you can't help that this other person have this going on, right? Or, you know, listen, if you want this thing, then you need to be doing so, right? You need to be, you know, working out, or you need to, you know, make a plan and build a solid foundation if you want to achieve this. Don't look at this body because you don't know what's going on in their life and how they got there, right? So there's no need to be envious or of that person. So we'll just leave you with that. And again, enjoy Social Work Month, and social workers. And y'all have a good day. Thanks for listening.
If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.